He said, by the way, there's a rodeo coming into town, Jackie. He said, I saw the bulletin in town. He says, you know what the first prize is for the horse race? He said, 50 cents? No, not 50 cents. I don't know, Tom. How much is it? He says, $500. Skeeter's hat almost flew off his head. Watch! $500? He said, Jackie, we're rich. We're rich. He said, we haven't won it yet. He said, but we will. He said, if you don't enter Patches, I'll enter Pickles. He said, Pickles wouldn't have a chance. He says, Tom, what do you think? He said, do you think we have a chance? He said, well, there's only one horse you have to beat. He said, there's a horse by the name of Lightning that won it last year. It's a good horse. He says, what's the track record, Tom? He says, well, I don't know. He said, but if you want to, Jackie, what I'll do is I'll set up a track, I'll mark it off for you, go way out there by the old oak tree and come back to the corral. He said, that's about a mile. He said, that's what you'll have to race, about a mile. He said, if you're interested, I'll help you. He said, we sure are, Tom. He said, we sure are. I'm not talking to you, Skeeter. He said, well, I have to help him. He says, well, I'm not going to help you, Skeeter. He says, Jackie, he says, if you want to really try, he says, I'll help you. So I do, Tom. He says, I'll tell you what you do. Go get Patches saddled up. He says, we'll set up a course out here for you. So Jackie saddled up Patches and they went out and set up a mile course. Tom got his watch out. He says, Jackie, take her around the course once. So Jackie got on Patches. He says, come on, let's go. And he just sailed around the course pretty fast. And finally, when he came back home, he jumped off the horse. Jackie says, Skeeter, walk the horse. He walked the horse. That's all I have to do. He says, oh, I don't. And if I win, you get nothing. I'll walk the horse. He says, all right. He says, how did you do, Tom? He said, over 2 minutes. Not bad, but he says, you're going to really have to practice. He says, bring the horse over here, Skeeter. Skeeter brought the horse over. He says, look, Jackie, now when you get on the horse, he says, you have to ride forward. The weight up forward, lean forward. Hold the reins lightly. Got it? Jackie got up and he says, like this. He says, yes. He says, now, at the rodeo, there's a rail, what they call the inside rail. He says, I don't want you if you would get that far. He says, stay away from the rail because somebody could run you into the rail and your foot could get caught and they'd flip you off and that would be it. He said, boy, that sounds dangerous. Riding in a real race, Skeeter, is dangerous and it takes a very skillful rider. Jackie's a skillful rider. He said, well, I hope he is when we get through. He said, finish walking the horse. Finally, many of the cowhands had heard that Jackie was going to enter Patches in the horse race at the rodeo, and there was great excitement again. People start betting and so forth. The next day, Jackie asked Tom if he wanted to race. He says, sure. Tom got his horse saddled up and they went out to the track that they set up, sort of a temporary track. He told one of the men, he says, give us a time on this. Nancy and a few of the other people came out to watch because things were getting exciting now. And he says, get on your mark, get set, go. And the two of them took off neck and neck. They were going around the track. About halfway around, they were still tied neck and neck. Jackie looked over and he couldn't understand because once he beat Tom. And finally Tom yelled, he says, Jackie, this is it. He says, you better get your horse going. If he doesn't beat me now, he'll never beat Lightning. He says, come on, Patches, come on, let's go, let's go. Come on, Patches. And he began to kick her gently in the sides and slowly she began to move away from Tom. Jackie looked back and saw that he had gained at least the length of a horse. And finally, when he came home, he had beaten Tom by 2 lengths. He jumped off the horse. Skeeter, he says, walk the horse. All right, don't, but you're not going to get any money. I'll walk the horse. He says, what time did he make? He says, minute and 47 seconds. Hey, he said, that's a lot better than yesterday. He says, Jackie, you're going to have to run this course every day. He says, "Tom, were you trying?" And Jackie, "I was trying." He says, "I've never ran that horse faster than I tried to today." He says, "You've got a good horse there." He said, "Because if you weren't going to enter, I was going to enter." He said, "At least worth a try. But as I told you before," says, "that Lightning's an awfully good horse. And I'm sure that the time he made it in was a lot less than what your horse made it in." So for the next few days, Jackie and Skeeter were out with the horse, and Jackie would give the watch to Skeeter, and he would go around the course as fast as he could go, and when he got in, he'd make Skeeter walk the horse, put a blanket on him and walk him, and Skeeter just hated to do that, except when Jackie told him, "All right, you don't need to, but if I win," he said, okay, I'll walk the horse." So Jackie began to mark the days on the calendar, and before he'd go to bed, he had an old calendar on the wall, and it was Friday, and then Saturday, and Sunday, and Monday, and then the following Wednesday was the big rodeo and the big horse race. Things were getting very exciting and very tense. Jackie was learning a great deal about riding a horse. So was Skeeter, because he would follow Jackie around. When Tom would mention anything, Skeeter would be all ears and all eyes, because he wanted to learn how to ride too, hoping that maybe if Jackie didn't make it, he could get Pickles in there. It was one afternoon, several days later, Jackie had just finished running the course and Tom was timing him. And Tom looked at his watch when Jackie came in and he shook it a little bit, and Jackie jumped off. He said, "How do I do?" "So I don't know yet." He said, "I think this thing stopped running or something." I said, "What do you mean?" He says, "You're down to a minute and 36 seconds. I said, "That's good?" He says, "Yeah, it's real good." He said, "If my watch didn't stop." And as they looked down the road, they saw a buggy coming up the road. And Skeeter said, "Boy, that's good." He said, that's faster than the fastest horse in the world, isn't it?" "Well, not that fast." Finally, Tom looked again. He says, "Oh, wait a minute. He says, "I think we have company." He said, "Yeah, that buggy. Who is it, Tom?" He says, "Well, that's Mr. Whittaker. He owns Lightning." "Oh." They drove up by the corral and Mr. Whittaker got out. And by him was a young boy, rather a small boy, got out also. He looked over at Tom. He says, "Tom, hello. Hello there." He said, "We were just going by and we looked over here and saw you were running a horse." He says, "You know, I'm quite a horseman." "Yes, I know." He said, "I suppose you're entering a horse in the race?" "Well, we're thinking about it." He says, "You won't mind if I take a look at the horse?" He says, "You know Lightning's going to win." He said, "Well, we haven't decided that yet, have we?" He went over and looked at Patches. "It's pretty good horse flesh." He said, "Horse flesh? Are you going to eat the horse?" Jackie said, "That means that's horse talk." "Oh." He said, "Oh, I'm sorry." He said, "This is Dale." He said, "He's my jockey. He's going to ride for me." He looked over at Jackie and said, "Hi, kid." He said, "Hello, Dale." "Hi, you." Mr. Whittaker kind of looked at Tom. He said, "Tom, how good is your horse?" He says, "Good enough." He says, "Well, how good?" He said, "He's not going to beat Lightning." He said, "I bet he could." Dale looked over at Jackie. "Who's going to ride this horse if you enter him?" "I am," replied Jackie. "You ever ridden in a race before, kid?" He says, "No." He said, "They'll make sausage out of you. Pure sausage." He said, "Ew." He says, "Well, you may go ahead and enter anybody you want, but remember," Mr. Whittaker said, "Lightning's going to win." He said, "He made the track in 1:45 last year." He said, "Well, that's something." He says, "We made it in 1:36. Skeeter kicked him, or Jackie kicked him in the shins. He says, "Ouch." just keep quiet. She said, what the? Oh. Mr. Whittaker kind of smiled. That's a pretty good record. He says, come on, Dale, we'll be leaving now. We'll be going now. He says, well, good luck, Tom and Jackie, with your horse. He said, we have all the luck we need, don't we, Jackie? He says, we can always use a little bit of luck. Dale looked over at Jackie and sneered. He says, listen, kid, just keep out of my way if you're going to ride, understand? He says, I might grind you into sausage. Jackie just shrugged his shoulders. Mr. Whittaker and Dale got in the buggy and they started to drive down the driveway. Mr. Whittaker had a worried look on his face. He says, Dale, what do you think about the horse? Oh, boss, I wouldn't worry too much about it. It's a good horse. You think you can win? Well, I'm not... He said, if the kid was telling the truth, he said, that's a pretty good time. He says, will you win, Dale? Well, I want an answer, Dale. He says, I don't know. He says, a horse like that, he said, I'll have an awful hard time winning. And that's what I thought. He says, all right, Dale. Now, one of the requirements is that a horse has to have a rider, right? Well, sure, I know that. He said, everybody knows that. He said, you don't run a race without a rider. He said, I was thinking, suppose, what's the kid's name? Oh, Jackie, I think. He says, suppose Jackie were to get lost, say, maybe 30 minutes before the race and didn't appear until the race started. You mean they'd have to scratch the horse? He says, that's right. He says, you think you might be able to take care of that? He says, since you told me you're not going to win for me, he says, you're going to have to do something. He says, all right. He says, I'll think of something. He says, all right. He says, I'll take care of everything. He says, you better, Dale. He says, I'm looking forward to that trophy and that $500. He says, don't worry about a thing. Everything will be taken care of. Back at the track, Skeeter was still walking Patches, and he was grumbling and all the time to Patches. He said, you're bigger than I am. Why do I have to take you for a walk? You should take me for a walk. I'm a little bigger than you are, the big horse like you. Tom went over to Skeeter. He says, what are you doing, Skeeter? He said, oh, Patches and I were just talking. About what? He said, oh, about the lovely day and the flowers and things. I don't believe a word of that, Skeeter. He said, all I can hear you grumbling that you have to walk the horse. Now, if you don't want to do it, he says, I'll do it. And he says, Jackie and I'll split. He said, I'll do it, I'll do it. He said, by the way, how much am I getting for this? Jackie said, you mean if we win? He said, yes. He said, you get $500. What do I get? He says, well, Tom, what do you think? He says, well, if you want to get serious, Skeeter, if you're willing to help, take care of the horse, and Jackie should win, he said, it'll be worth $100 to you. Skeeter screamed out and his feet left the ground. He said, $100? He said, wow. He said, think of the jelly beans. My whole bedroom stacked to the ceiling with jelly beans. He said, but there is one condition, Skeeter. The money goes in the bank to pay for an education. Yeah. He said, if you don't want to do that, we're not going to give you $100 to spend on jelly beans. And Jackie, the same goes for you. If you win, it goes in the bank. He says, all right, Tom. He says, it'll be mine eventually anyway. He said, that's right. Eventually it'll be yours. Or to spend on something sensible, of course. Skeeter sat there looking at Jackie. He said, Jackie, how much would $500 with the jelly beans be? He said, well, it'd probably fill your bedroom. Yeah. Imagine having that many jelly beans. He said, well, forget it. He says, Tom said we've got to put it in the... He said, what are we talking about? He said, we haven't even won it yet. He says, we're counting our chickens before they hatch. I didn't know you had any chickens hatching, Jackie. Oh, he said, that's an old saying. That's like crossing a bridge before you get there. What? He said, Jackie, now that's silly. He said, now how are you going to cross a bridge before you get there? He says, I don't know. That's what you're doing. You're spending the money you don't even have. Oh. He said, you're smart, Jackie. He said, well, I use the brains I've got. He said, yeah, I've got brains I've never used yet. He said, and you better start using them. So the next few days, Jackie and Tom and Skeeter really worked hard. And each day when Jackie'd go to bed, he'd cross off on his calendar that he kept a record on, how many more days till the big race? On this particular evening, he noticed that there was one more X before the big race. And that following day was the day that they were going to prepare, because everybody was going into town. Chinky prepared food for everybody. They took their tents, and the cowhands, most of them went. They'd been making bets. So most of the day was spent in preparing for the big camp out at the rodeo grounds. The next morning, bright and early, Chinky had all the food cooked. In fact, he was going too. The men were loading up the buckboards with tents and all the equipment that they would need, because they were going to spend the night there, spend 2 days. And finally, they had everything ready, and they loaded up and they tied patches behind the buckboard. Jackie was getting very nervous, because he had never ridden in a real race before. Tom was driving the buckboard. He noticed Jackie was a little nervous. He said, Jackie, he said, don't worry about it. He says, it's just like going around the track out here. The only thing you have to remember is don't get close to the rail. Jackie remembered what Dale had told him. He says, you get close to me and I'll grind you in the sausage. And that worried him. On the way, there were all kinds of buckboards and wagons and people riding on horseback, some walking. And finally, when they got to the campgrounds, it was a huge place. People were putting up their tents. Tom drove the buckboard up. He said, you boys put up your own tent. He says, we'll put up the big one over here. Chinky, he says, we'll get your cook shack over here. So the boys began to pound stakes, and Skeeter crawled under the canvas and started to put up the center pole. And as he was putting it up, a gust of wind came down and knocked it down. Skeeter said, who did that? Jackie says, the wind did. Get the center pole up. He said, I'm trying, but I can't. Jackie crawled underneath, and he helped him, and they put it up. He said, now hold it while I pound the stakes. He said, you stay in here, Jackie, and hold it while I pound the stakes. He says, all right, go on. He said, get it tightened up. So Skeeter crawled out and got a hammer and a stake and began to hammer, and finally, ooh. He says, what's going on? He said, I just drove my finger into the ground. He said, you're supposed to pound the stakes. I know that. He said, but tell that to my fingers. Tom finally came over. He said, what's going on, Skeeter? He said, I hit my hand. Look at it. You know, I got a sore finger. He says, well, that's too bad. He said, thank you, Tom. You're so kind. He said, now give me the hammer. He took the hammer and started to pound in the stakes. He said, all right, Jackie, come on out. And finally they got it all put up. He says, Jackie, he says, let's go and register the horse and get signed up. So Jackie went over to the window, and the man looked up and he recognized Tom. He says, well, Tom, he says, are you going to ride in this race? He said, no, not this time. He says, oh, I suppose Jackie is. He said, yes, sir, I am. He says, well, let's see, you're number nine. He said, that's an entry fee of $5. Tom pulled out the money and paid him. And he says, you'll have stall number nine up in the stables. He looked at Jackie. He says, Jackie, have you ever ridden in a race before? He says, no. He says, well, I hope you're careful. He said, it's not an easy race. Jackie tried to smile, and Tom looked at him. He says, I think I've taught him enough to be able to run in the race. As they left, the man shook his head back and forth. They took Patches and took him up to the stables. There were many horses there, and as they found stall number 9, they put the halter on him, took the bridle off, and tied him to the manger. And as Jackie looked to the stall next door, he saw a dark, black, shining horse. And on the other side of the horse, he saw somebody. And all of a sudden, the person stuck his head around the neck of the horse and looked at him. He says, "Hi, kid." "Hi, Dale." He said, "You still think you want to run ride in this race, huh?" He says, "Yeah." He says, "I'm going to ride in it." Dale sneered at him. He says, "That's what you think, kid. That's what you think." Dale sneered at him and told him, "That's what you think, kid." He went about his own business. Tom walked in. He says, "How's it going, Jackie?" He said, "Well, we're over here." He says, "Next to Lightning." He says, "Yeah." He said, "We couldn't have asked for a better spot, could we?" He says, "Yeah." He said, "Next to that old watch at Skeeter." He said, "Thank you, Tom. I was going to say something naughty." Jackie says, "Well, you don't have to start calling names." He says, "He's not going to bother us." Tom called the boys over to the side. He says, "Boys," he said, "I think we need to have someone stay with Patches until the race, which is at 1 o'clock. We'll divide it into shifts. Jackie, do you want to stay now?" He said, "Well, I don't care, Tom." He said, "Or would you like to go have dinner?" He said, "I'll tell you, Jackie, you go have lunch. It's early. And eat very lightly. Understand? Maybe a glass of milk and maybe just a sandwich. And that's it." "Sure, Tom." He said, "I know you're not supposed to ride a horse on a full stomach. Neither is the horse supposed to have a full stomach." He said, "I didn't know that." He said, "If I were to ride, I'd probably stuff myself." Jackie laughed. He said, "That's about right." He said, "But today I'm going to play like I'm going to be a rider, and I'm going to do just like you do, Jackie. I'll stay the first watch. Jackie, you and Skeeter go have lunch. Then Jackie, you come back. And then Skeeter will let you stay a while if you want to." He said, "Sure, I'll stay a while." So the boys left. Chinky had lunch ready for him. And Mrs. Miller also knew that Jackie wasn't supposed to eat very heavily. So he had just a glass of milk and a half a sandwich. Jackie kind of looked over at Skeeter, who was stuffing himself. He says, "Boy," he said, "when this race is over," he says, "I'm going to come over here and just stuff myself too, just like you are, Skeeter." He said, "Yeah, it's fun." Nancy came over to Jackie and looked at him and fluttered her eyelashes. "Jackie." "Oh, hello, Nancy. I may not get to see you because things are going to get kind of fast and furious around here, but I want to wish you luck on the race." He said, "I'll be in the grandstand cheering." "Thanks, Nancy. I'll do my best." He said, "What about me?" He said, "Well, what about you?" He said, "Should I congratulate you on how well you stuff yourself?" "What did you say?" He said, "I like to stuff myself." "Oh." Mrs. Miller called, "Nancy, come on, come on." He said, "We've got a lot of work to do." So they went about their way. Jackie kind of took a rest and then finally looked at his watch. He said, "Well, I guess I better go relieve Tom. I guess he'll want to eat. Skeeter," he says, "you stay here." He said, "I'll take care of the horse." So when Jackie got up to the stables, he released Tom. Jackie asked him, "Is there anything I should be doing?" He says, "Not a thing, Jackie." He said, "I don't expect anything to happen, but..." He says, "It's only an hour until the race." He says, "Skeeter will be back up or I will." He says, "Okay, Tom." He said, "Don't worry about anything." Jackie sat down on an empty barrel, a keg. He looked over towards Lightning, and he admired Lightning because she had long legs. She was black and slick and shiny. She was built like a racehorse. So was Patches. And he began to wonder, could lightning actually beat him? And all of a sudden from behind the stable, "Hey, Kid, you're back." "Yeah, I'm back, and my name isn't Kid." He said, "Oh, yeah, I forget." He said, "I call everybody Kid." He says, "Jackie, sure." He said, "I'm sorry, Kid. I mean Jackie." "That's all okay." He said, "I talked a little rough to you." He said, "You know, that's the way we jockeys talk, right, Jackie?" And he said, "Yeah, I guess that's the way we talk." He said, "Yeah, we talk kind of rough." He said, "We always tell somebody we'll run him into the rail and turn him into sausage and stuff like that." He said, "Most of the time we're just joking." He said, I wish you a lot of luck, Jackie." He said, "Well, thanks, Dale." He says, "I wish you luck, too." He says, "May the better horse win, right?" "That's right." He says, "Sure." He says, "Well, I guess I better feed the horse." Jackie looked. He said, "You're feeding the horse?" Who said, "Of course." He said, "Didn't you eat?" "Oh, sure, I had lunch, a very light one." "Well, what do you think about the horse?" He said, "Isn't he going to run in the race too? Are you going to run it alone?" "Well, no," he said, "the horse is going too." He said, "I don't know who trained you, Jackie, or anything about it, and it's none of my business, but as friend to friend, well, you need energy to run a race, right?" "Well, sure, everybody knows that." "How do you get energy, Jackie?" "Well, you eat food." He said, "That's right. You're learning, Jackie." He said, "Now, how do you think your horses..." "Well, I shouldn't be telling you this. I'm cutting my own throat." He said, "I'm telling you, and then you'll win the race." He said, No. I said, what are you going to do?" "Well, all right." He says, "We're both jockeys. We're friends." He says, "There's an oat bin back there." He says, "When you go to get some oats for your horse," he said, "don't feed him too much. You know that." "Oh, sure, I know that." He said, "Even Tom told me not to eat too much." He says, "You get him about a pint of oats, just enough to give him that energy to cross that finish line." He said, "Now look, another pointer." He says, "On the top, the oats is dusty, right? Has it been laying there for a while?" He says, "Sure." He said, "Don't take that. Brush it away. Get the clean stuff down underneath." He says, "So the horse doesn't have dust in his mouth." He says, "Yeah, that you're right." He said, "I'm going over there now." He said, "Well," he said, "I'll take a can and go with you then." He says, "Well, you don't have to." He says, "Now, I don't want to get you into trouble, Jackie." He said, "If Tom told you not to feed the horse, you better not." "Well, he didn't say not to." "Well, all right." He says, "Come on, I'll show you." So they went over to the oat bin, and Dale began to brush the oats away, and the dust began to fly. He says, "See how dusty that is?" He said, "I think what we better do is crawl in the oat bin and go way in the back there." He said, "There looks like some good clean oats." He says, "Yeah." He says, "Here, I'll give you a boost." He boosted Jackie up into the oats bin. And as Jackie went over the top and fell down into the oats, Dale reached up for a rope that was hanging right on the wall. And he jumped in. He said, "Way in the back there." Jackie got on his hands and knees and began to brush the oats away. He says, "Hey, Dale, you're right. Look how clean and fresh." He says, "Boy, patches are like this." And all of a sudden, he felt something pounce on him. Dale turned him over and put his knees on his shoulders. He said, "Now keep quiet, quit. This isn't going to hurt a bit." He said, "Give me your hands." He grabbed his hands and tied them up and put them in back of him, tied his feet up. He said, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" He said, "This isn't going to hurt a bit." He said, "Just be quiet." He said, "I'm not going to be quiet. Dale, let me loose." Dale got a handkerchief, stuck it in his mouth, took another one out of Jackie's pocket and tied it around that handkerchief. He says, "Now holler if you like." He dug a hole in the oats and pushed Jackie into it. Only his head was barely sticking up. He looked at him. He said, "Let me give you another piece of advice, Jackie. The more you kick and the more you squirm, the deeper you're going to go into the oats." He says, "You keep squirming and yelling and so forth, you're going to sink to the bottom and no one will ever find you." He says, "So a bit of advice as friend to friend. Keep real quiet and don't move." He says, "Nothing serious is going to happen to you." Jackie realized the minute he began to kick and he began to sink like quicksand. Dale climbed out of the oat bin, put the peg in the door, brushed himself off, straightened his hair out. About that time, Mr. Whittaker came in. He said, "Well, Dale," he says, "about 30 minutes till race time. How do you feel?" "Oh, fine." He looked around.